Like to call us back into order. Everyone is here. We are on general order day two where amendments may be proposed. And without objection, I'm going to advance ONCA 2454, ONCA 2456, and ONCA 2457 to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCA 2277, an act to establish a revolving fund in the Treasury for storm shelter assistance, to authorize expenditures out of the fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there, Congressman Potts is the sponsor, are there any amendments to be proposed? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to propose an amendment, page 1 and 2, lines 23 through 58, strike section 1, purpose and findings, and insert the following. Section 1, purpose and findings. A, the purpose of this act is to save lives. B, an additional purpose of this act is to establish a revolving fund for storm shelter assistance. C, the Osage Nation Membership Department was unable in 2022 to provide county-level residence data for the entire state of Oklahoma. D, to provide guidance to the executive branch of the Osage Nation government regarding congressional intent and purpose. E, as of April 2024, the information provided by the Osage Nation Membership Department represents 4,498 members of the Osage Nation who currently reside in Osage County. This represents an increase of 132 registered members from when the bill was originally filed in August of 2022. Only 17.4% of the Osage Nation currently resides in Osage County, Oklahoma. This represents a decrease of 0.03%. While the information is limiting, it adequately represents the need for shelters for our people living in and outside of Osage County. F, according to the National Weather Service, the following is presented. 108 tornado events have occurred in Osage County from 1950 to 2023. And 396 individuals have been injured and 36 individuals have been killed in tornado-related incidents since 1911. And three, this information has not been updated to include the tornadic events of April and May of 2024 in Osage County, including the EF4 tornado that struck the city of Barnsdall and claimed two lives. G, while this data is only specific to Osage County, it represents a larger need for the Storm Shelter Assistance Fund. The Storm Shelter Assistance Fund is intended to be available to every Osage Nation citizen, regardless of their location, regardless of their residence. H, citizens will be able to utilize the fund to assist with purchase all types of shelters, above ground, below ground, garage, safe room, earthquake-proof rooms, tsunami shelters, hurricane shelters, and many others. I, information from the Osage Nation Membership Department is not able to be aggregated outside of Osage County at this time. Additional analysis would require an investment in the capabilities of the Osage Nation Membership Department, Membership Office software, which maintains a database of current Osage Nation citizens. And J, in addition to the life-saving possibility of the Storm Shelter Assistance Fund benefit from the Osage Nation, the presence of a storm shelter or safe room on the premises is widely associated with increased property values of the subject property. This provides an additional external benefit to the people of the Osage Nation who may choose to utilize the assistance.
Sure, motion, is there a second? Motion and a second, thank you. Are there any other amendments for ONCA 2277? Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you. An amendment to 2277, page 1, line 24. Insert after line 22, insert additional section B, to ensure the safety and welfare of Osage members during natural disasters.
There is a motion and a second. Thank you. ONCA 2278, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $500,000 to the Storm Shelter Assistance Fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Rebar.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. I would like to amend page 1, lines 16 and 23 through 24, strike 500,000 and insert 250,000.
Motion and a second. Thank you.
Madam Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'd like to make an amendment to the amendment. The original amendment is page 1, line 16 and 23 and 24, strike $500,000 and insert $250,000. The amendment to the amendment is strike $250,000 and insert $750,000.
Thank you. What was that amount again?
$750,000.
Thank you. ONCA 2455, an act to amend ONCA 2385 to provide supplemental appropriation to housing assistance in the amount of $350,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed? Congresswoman Rebar.
Yes, thank you. I would like to amend page 2, line 88, and insert a new section, which would be C, section 26, financial assistance services. Let the Osage Nation appropriate $1,504,363 to the Financial Assistance Department.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Thank you. Give me just a second, please. We are now on General Order Day 3. Congresswoman Lemon.
I just have a question. Congressman Potts' second motion that he made, I didn't hear a second, but maybe you guys did. Did somebody second it? Thank you. I didn't hear it through the intercom. Thank you.
All right.
I have a question, Speaker, if I may. I'm still not seeing Congressman Potts' second amendment in my email.
His amendment to the amendment? Does the clerk have that? Can you please bring it? Thank you. You can give it to Jordan and she can stamp and pass out. Does everyone have this, or would you like for me to read it all? Does everyone have it? Okay, we are on General Order Day 3 on ONCA 2277, and we have an amendment presented by Congressman Potts. Unless I hear anyone say they want me to read this, you have it in front of you, and all in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes. Any opposed, say no. No? One no. Thank you. It passes. Where's my next one? Our second amendment for ONCA 2277 is presented by Congresswoman Stabler. I'm going to do my best with this writing, Congresswoman. Insert after line 22, insert additional section B to ensure the safety and welfare of Osage members during natural disasters. Does everyone have a copy of this? Okay. All of those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. It passes. Thank you. We are now at ONCA 2278, and the first amendment that we have is presented by Congresswoman Rivard. Strike. I thought we had two. Oh, we do have two. Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. So we are going to vote on the amendment to the amendment first for 2278, presented by Congressman Potts. Page 1, line 16 and 23, 24, strike 500,000 and insert 750,000. That's the amendment to the amendment. Congresswoman Lemon.
We have discussion?
We can. Congressman Potts, you had your hand up for discussion also. Okay. So we vote on the amendment to the amendment first, and the first amendment was to strike 500,000 and insert 250,000. Congressman Potts made an amendment to the amendment, which is to strike the 250,000 and insert 750,000. There is discussion during this. So Congresswoman Lemon, then Congressman Potts, and then who else had their hand up? No one else. Congresswoman, raise it high. You're pretty low back there. Congresswoman Rivard. All right, you're next after Congressman Potts. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Just wanted the Congressman Potts to just give us an explanation of his thought process with the increase to 750 and just kind of lay it out a little bit better, because like, floor amendments are not usually scrutinized as much as in committee, and for those listening in to better understand, we went from 500 initially with your bill, and now you're going up to 750. That's how I'm looking at it right now. If I'm wrong, please tell me.
Madam Speaker.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Congresswoman, it's logistical. The reality is I'd like for it to stay at $500,000. I think that's a fair amount. It's a revolving fund, so the balance will remain beyond fiscal years. The biggest reasoning for not lowering it to $250,000 is that we'll only serve 50 people if everyone utilizes the up to $5,000 amount that's in there. 50 people. We know this is a revolving fund. I can find 50 constituents that are in support of this idea on social media. Why underfund it from the get-go? It's a revolving fund. Please leave it at $500,000. That would be my preference. But I also realize this is going to be a program that people apply for. So we will need that money eventually. We have the money available now to appropriate. It's not going to impact our bottom line in a drastic way. We're talking about $250,000 to the good or to the bad. The money will remain in there. $750,000 allows us to serve 150 Osage constituents. Again, my preference would be to leave this at $500,000 or go to $750,000. I do not support lowering it. That's why I'm giving everybody the option to go to $750,000 or go to the $500,000.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. Okay, so I don't think that we would be underfunding anything because we can always add more funds to a revolving fund. So I don't think we'd be underfunding anything. I think the choice of words would be that we're giving this much in there. We're going to put this much in there now. And, you know, I could see definitely putting more in there later. And so, but I understand what you're saying is that you want to be able to help as many people as you can off the get-go. But on top of that, being a revolving fund, not having any fiscal year limitations, even if 150 people don't use it right off the bat, it'll be available for other folks to come in later. But we're probably always going to have to consider putting more money into this once we start this and open this door. I mean, that is one thing that we have to that we know that we're going to do with these revolving funds is that we're going to. This isn't going to go away, and I'm not saying that it should. So I was just trying to understand your reasoning for going from 500 to 750 instead of just leaving it at 500. That's really why. But now I understand that you just want to ensure that we want to help 150 people now based on the data. But we really don't know if it will exactly help 150 people because in California it might cost $8,000 for a storm shelter and here it might cost $5,000. I don't know. Are you a contractor? I'm not. But anyways, that's trying to understand why 750 when you were at 500. So thank you.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. So to address that specifically, the numbers changed. We went from $3,000 when it was $5,000 or $500,000. We upped it in committee to $5,000, which is the reason, again, for going to $750,000. I'm comfortable with it staying at $500,000. That's, again, where I would prefer and hope that we can do that. But regarding constituents in California costing $8,000, the benefit is, it is a hypothetical, but again, as stated in committee, when we work in hypotheticals, it doesn't make sense. The benefit is up, Congresswoman Lemon, the benefit is up to $5,000. So the $8,000 shelter in California has no bearing on the discussion. The benefit is up to $5,000. At $5,000, $250,000 can only serve 50 Osage families. $500,000 can serve 100, and $750,000 can serve 150 families.
Okay, any other member?
I would argue that the bill is not hypothetical and that tornadoes hit and people have died.
Okay. Congressman King.
So we'll put $250,000 in and if we serve 50, we'll come back and put more money in the revolving fund. That's what I think we should do going forward. I'm totally on board for this. I would encourage my colleagues to back the amendment and let's move this thing forward. Thank you.
Okay, so I will be a no for this because I think that $250,000, number one, the bill is 45 days from the effective date. Two, we've heard from two congresswomen who have recently looked into storm shelters and there's a 6 to 10 month wait, if not longer, just in this part of the country. That doesn't mean that the other parts of the country that could utilize this wouldn't be able to get something sooner than 6 to 10 months, but I think that $250,000 is sufficient to start the revolving fund. So I'll be voting no for this round, and that's where I'm at. I don't know where anyone else is at. This was an amendment to the amendment. It wasn't in discussion beforehand. So is there any other discussion? If not, we're gonna do a roll call vote for this. If this passes, then we will not vote on the original amendment, which was to move from 500 to 250,000. And Congresswoman Rebar?
Yes, Speaker, and Trey, that's why I raised my hand in this discussion. I was wondering, because I was wondering why we didn't get to vote on my amendment first of all.
The amendment to the amendment first for the rules.
Okay.
I apologize. It has been a while since we've done an amendment to the amendment here in this body. And so even I am having a little bit of confusion about the process, but we do vote on the amendment to the amendment first. But if it passes, we will still have to confirm the amendment. So there will still have to be a second vote to make the 750,000 go through. This is just to change the amendment from 250,000 to 750,000. And then the body will have to have a second vote to make it go through. If this fails, then we go to the underlying vote, the original vote, to change it from 500,000 to 250,000.
Okay.
Okay. If there's no more discussion, then we will do a roll call.
I want to, for discussion real quick, this amendment to the amendment that we're voting on
would raise it from
500 to 750,000.
Yes.
Okay, and then we get to vote on my amendment, maybe.
If this doesn't pass.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Congressman Hamilton?
No.
Congressman Keene?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
No.
Congresswoman Rivard?
No.
Second Speaker Shaw?
No.
Congresswoman Stabler?
No.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Speaker Goodfox?
No, it fails. Okay, we are now, we are still on ONCA 2278, and we are now on the amendment presented by Congresswoman Rivard, Amendment 1, Page 1, Line 16, and 23 and 24, strike 500,000 and insert 250,000. Discussion. Congresswoman Rivard.
Okay, thank you. And I am asking for support on this amendment, and in that, We have worked with Congressman Potts, and we increased the amount to go to the individual. I am trying to work and meet in the middle on this bill that I think is, the total bill is a hypothetical, because we didn't work with the executive branch. We don't know what the policy is going to look like. We know a little bit. We don't have the data to support it. I'm not in favor of this bill in totality, but I will work and meet everybody in the middle. But because we changed the alternate effective date, and because I have been a director over a direct service program, I am asking my colleagues to just, let's go slow on this, because it is brand new. Is it necessary? I believe so, but I think I'm, as Congresswoman Lemon said, acting out of tragedy, trauma that we just went through in Barnsdall. I want to help everybody if I can. Is this the best way? I don't know, but I commend Congressman Potts for bringing it forth at this time. I would ask that you support the 250,000. As Speaker mentioned, we may go back in July into special session. If that's the case, we may have a new Congress sitting here. They may want it a lot more. I don't know, but I'd rather go slow at this point at 250. Let the program, let's respect them and their time to create a policy that benefits our people. And I would like everybody to please support the 250, and we can amend it if needed later. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member? Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I heard some discussion about this earlier. Have we talked about the admin costs to the additional admin costs that'll be needed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Got that another amendment. Okay, very good. Thank you.
Any other member? If not, roll call vote, please.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Second Speaker Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. It passes. ONCA 2455 is an act to amend ONCA 2385 to provide supplemental appropriations to housing assistance in the amount of $350,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. There is one amendment presented by Congresswoman Rivard. Amendment 1, page 2, line 88, insert the following new section. C, section 26 of ONCA 2385 is amended to read, section 26, financial assistance services. The Osage Nation Congress appropriates the sum of $1,504,363 to financial assistance services from the general fund and the treasury and is authorized to be spent according to the table below. All of those in favor of the amendment signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed say no. It passes. Thank you. ONCA 2277, ONCA 2278, and ONCA 2455 will advance to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment. How long do you think you need? Okay, we're going to recess to the call of the speaker for the purposes of engrossment, with legislative counsel letting us know that it could be an hour to an hour and 15 minutes for him to include the amendments, and then for rules and ethics to get through all the engrossed versions. All right, so we're in recess.